you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit. Hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the bush!
That shit, you fucking faggot. Take that
shit in your mouth, bitch. Hey. What was
that? Too much water. That's why I know you're hitting it like a bitch. You didn't even get any water in your mouth.
Hey. It's Legion Skanks. We're live from the Stan Bubbles, maybe? We're live from the Stan Comedy Club. I'm your host. I'm sweating. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. Skanks here, Davey Smith, Louis J. Gomez.
I swear, Jay, you're better at the intros like this. I'm just saying it's you were never that time. Strong.
It's been 10 years, and it is funny to do this, the over big introductions.
Yeah, yeah.
Starts to feel silly.
I like it. By the way, today is episode 600. Episode 600. Very, very excited about today's episode for a multitude of reasons.
Multitude. Okay, multitude. Okay, Razor Ramon, take the toothpick out of your mouth, you fucking weirdo.
Let me tell you, why I'm so excited, yeah.
You haven't used a toothpick long enough to have even mastered talking regularly with a toothpick in your mouth. Right away you were talking, and I was like, what the fuck is that, like, weird lip clapping together?
This isn't a normal toothpick, dude.
Are you sweating from my dab?
I am sweating from my own dab.
Oh.
And my awesome crew neck sweater. This is not a normal toothpick, Dave.
Oh, is it made of CBD?
No, it's not. It's actually a tobacco toothpick. A nicotine toothpick by Zippix.
Oh, that is so cool.
Smoke less.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm assuming they're paying us. Sorry for that whole thing about shitting on
them. They're not a sponsor.
Can I get those?
They're not a sponsor?
They're not a sponsor.
But you just gave them. That was
they're a sponsor of yours.
No.
On a different show, you piece of shit.
No way.
Look at you swinging over here like you're a toothpick guy all of a sudden.
Louis, this isn't going to work.
Did you promise them two toothpicks flicks per skanks and we're not getting paid for it?
This isn't going to work if we all bring our own ads to the show.
I would like.
Oh, my God.
I would like the sweet taste of nicotine while I have my toothpick and pick my teeth.
Dude, this furious
feeling
I
feel. I'm showing up next week with a NASCAR shirt, just different logos.
Dude, this pissed off feeling I feel is brought to you by Truly. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, they're actually, they really.
I want to try those.
Jay, I'll tell you right now.
Not now, I'm going to smoke. But eventually.
No. If you try, I'm going to tell you right now, they're getting me lightheaded.
That's weird.
They're fucking getting me lightheaded. I haven't smoked a cigarette in years, dude.
Well, you did just do a dab three times.
No. I dab all the time, dude.
You haven't smoked a cigarette in years, so obviously it's smart to start taking nicotine again.
I was thinking.
Nicotine toothpicks, though.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, but they're still going to make you want nicotine. They're going to reintroduce it to your body.
They do.
This nerd.
Yeah, all right, dork, whatever.
And Jay has a cigarette if you want one, right?
Want a
there.
Cigarette?
You can smoke it right
no,
here.
No, I don't want a cigarette. They would make me even more sick, but this is right now making me physically nauseous. I think that's why I'm sweating.
This segment brought to you by Zippix, everyone. Nicotine toothpicks.
Well, I mean, look.
Wow. This really brought down your stock value. Next time, cut me and Jay in on the money.
You want to look like a low-rent Puerto Rican?
Doggy,
get our bundle pack now with sweatpants for nighttime.
I'm telling you right now, they're hitting me like I'm smoking. Like, remember when Pinocchio smoked the cigar?
I don't.
You remember when Pinocchio smoked a cigar with the
don't
donkeys?
Say it like it's crazy that I don't remember
How
that.
How do you not remember Pinocchio?
It's been a while,
I'll be
dude.
Honest, I don't remember that part either.
You
I
don't
did
remember
see Pinocchio.
Pinocchio smoking cigars? It's like the whole thing. I think it's like the fucking big point of the movie.
Okay, for most of us, it's 40 years later. So I get where you're coming from, that this was a big scene, but it's been a long time.
They will know this again when Pinocchio comes up in his house.
Did they remake Pinocchio?
They made live-action Pinocchios.
It's with a Jew.
Come on, dude. What?
Jews have wooden noses, and they no. lie. Everyone knows that.
No.
Do you know they said there's a correlation between your nose length and your dick length?
Nope.
A negative correlation or
a positive correlation? And you have the longest, Jewiest nose here, and you have the longest, Jewiest cock.
Yeah, but...
I'm sorry, juiciest cock.
I've always thought I have a girthy nose, at least,
well,
though.
Well, if you're saying big nose equals big cock, speaking on behalf of all Jews, nah.
You don't think so? I think Jews are known to have pretty thick dicks, no?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Jews...
I thought the thing was Jews have tiny Jewish dicks.
No, that's Irish people.
They own the media.
They got fat cocks and fat tits.
Control the weather. Is penis size correlated with nose? A new study says so. A recent study published by the Journal of Basic and Clinical Andrology shows that there is indeed a correlation between nose size and penis size. Those who had a nose that was 2.2 inches long or longer had penis
size. Oh, yeah, you feel that in your vagina and right between your eyes?
So it's this part.
Yeah, that's and Dave has a big fucking Ashkenazi this part.
I mean, I don't think I have that big of a nose.
You don't think that you have that big of a nose?
I don't either.
The way Lewis said it made me completely doubt it.
Yeah.
Have I been wrong about this my entire life?
You should have a wart on the end of your nose.
I don't think it's a...
No, that's horns on the head. Go ahead.
I don't think it's a major feature on your face. A big nose? No.
I don't think I have.
You don't think he has a long Jew-like nose? Are you out of your mind? I mean, I'm not being funny right now. I never am.
Yeah. Why start today?
Hey! Can I say something, though?
You can say whatever you want, dude. It's your podcast.
Jay?
Yes?
It's our podcast.
It's our podcast.
I know that you thought we forgot.
Forgot what?
But today is, in fact, Big J's 44th birthday.
Tomorrow.
Lewis.
That's what I said.
At midnight.
Yeah, at midnight. That's what I said. Today at midnight. Yeah. Tonight at midnight will be Jay's...
At midnight. It's his 64th birthday.
Is it 44? 44 years young.
I think so, yeah.
And Jay, and I mean this, we invited every comedian in the New York comedy scene and nobody showed up.
It's the first time we've ever had not one guest. It's pretty awesome.
Not a single person.
I thought maybe, and I was like, oh, these guys are going to pull a thing and bring out like an awesome guest for me. Then they struck the other microphones.
Yeah.
Completely took them off the thing.
Yeah, no. There's no other guest coming. Wait, what's going on? All right, but right now we want to, I guess.
Well, Ralph brought a team
right away. I would have maybe given that one more beat.
Yeah, but we want to wish you a happy birthday. Not you, Ralph. Not yet.
No, I got to go in. I can't stay long.
No, not yet, Ralph. You're ruining the thing.
All right, I'll leave.
What is your problem? Sit right there. Stay there.
Well, now you kind of have to come back.
I hate it. Come here, Ralph.
Man, you guys should have had Christine produce this.
This stinks. Ralph, come back. Ralph, come back. Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Sutton
Ralph,
from the SDR
here.
Show.
Whoa, Ralph, stand up. Ralph, stand up for a second. You see Ralph's fucking dick? Look at that dick, dude. Damn, bro. You look like Nick Cannon.
Dude, Ralph, by the way.
Am I the only one wearing headphones, really? Or Lewis?
Yeah, whatever.
Ralph, Lewis is awesome.
Ralph's wearing the clothes that you would wear to the concert of any of the music we played before the show.
I think you look great, buddy.
You know what, Jay? I am the age. You are the age that I was when we started the show together.
Oh, my God.
So this is what you have to look forward to.
In a short amount of time, I'm going to be there.
I never realized how you look like you have gigantism. Like, whatever,
I'll tell you what. This angle next to Lewis, dude, it looks like Lewis is standing a mile away from you.
It is crazy. Ralph, why are you so...
I do not photograph well.
Do you have the same...
And whatever? Ralph is hunched over. Sit straight up, dude. Look how scared.
I don't know what it is. No, it's just... Whatever it is with that angle, go back to them, too.
Look at that.
It looks like Ralph...
It looks like I just shit out Lewis.
It looks like you
Sloth could, love chunk.
It looks like you could drink 17 bottles of Jack Body slam Hulk Hogan and shit in a bathtub.
This is why everyone thinks I'm such a monster.
What was the Will Ferrell
Your face, your face looks like the Elephant Man's back.
Yes.
How dare you? That's not a wingman, dude. He's got a young lady here.
Yeah, you're hurting my fucking
What did the Elephant Man have? Elephant
Jay, lady. Her name, she identifies as Victim.
That's true.
And
yes.
You got a hot chick here, Ralph. This is fucking crazy, dude. Another hot.
I found out today you were doing this. We had dinner plans, and I came to just say 5 minutes that I love you. Just that's all.
That we're doing Legion of Skanks?
That you're doing a Legion of Skanks. It's Big J's birthday.
Shut the fuck up, Ralph. It's not a fucking Big J's birthday. Nobody showed up for him.
All right, so I showed up.
He's a loser, and he feels like shit. Yeah, right? Boo, Big J, boo. Fucking loser. Nobody cares about your birthday. Ralph just happened to be in the neighborhood.
I wish that I was did another dab right there so I can cry after you said that.
Yeah, I haven't come to a Legion of Skanks in 3 years.
Not since you jerked me off on camera.
Remember that?
You haven't come to a Legion of Skanks?
I get it.
In years. He did jerk me off on camera.
I was going to say, I thought you were just talking about that. I didn't get the play on words.
No, I'm a pun guy.
I thought you were talking about when I jack you off on camera.
Lewis has been a pun guy for about 257 episodes. I'm surprised you didn't notice that.
I'm not staying long.
I know, you have to fuck before 10.
I have to try and convince this girl that I'm cool, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, you only got a little
bit. He is cool. He hasn't been cool just right now, but he is really cool. Yeah. And other times I've seen him be really cool.
Miss, if you invite him inside, then he'll stay forever.
Ralph, go fuck that girl before her parents found out she snuck out of the window.
I love you, Jay. I love you.
Well, I love you, Ralph.
I love you, Ralph.
Do you want to sing him happy birthday?
Well, Ralph, this might be not a great time to tell you this, but I can't do Wednesday.
This
SDR
Wednesday?
Show, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Dude!
Ralph has Bruce Hornsby lined up.
No! The horns?
You really can't do this one. You know, we have three fucking really hot girls coming in.
For what?
None of your business now.
Oh.
Lewis can do it instead.
It's called Who Can Suck Off the Host of the SDR Show Fastest. It's this brand new segment we have. It's pretty sweet.
Too bad. It was for your birthday and everything.
Yeah.
Suck off Jay all night.
It's pay hookers to suck our dicks in the bathroom during the podcast.
The problem is that...
Meanwhile, dude, Lewis is kidding, but that's a great idea for an episode.
You guys have done that episode several times. Yeah.
I agreed to a show in Philly like a month
this
or
Wednesday.
Back. Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Can we move it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
As Bobby motions to bring something in. Happy birthday.
The Sin can't even produce the cake, much less this segment.
Happy birthday to you.
Seriously, happy birthday.
You're 44.
Wow, look at that cake. Look at that cake that you paid one-third of your money for.
Oh, did you buy this, Christine?
That's nice.
I probably did.
It's nice that half the candles are not lit.
Legion of Skanks bought it, but you...
Thank you, Alex.
Look at Christine's hand shaking. She's terrified to not light candles on
right. Are you
right.
burning yourself?
She's,
no.
She's terrified that Jay's going to hit her if she doesn't light
I
the candles right.
I swear to God, she's so lucky she got those lit finally. You would have seen it.
I'm going to give the seat up.
Smashes the entire cake in her face.
Love you guys.
Why are you giving the seat up? There's nobody else.
No one else is using it. I'm not funny. Nobody wants to hear my voice.
That's
so
true.
Thank you. Goodbye. Love you.
Ralph.
You're the man, Ralph. Good
Ralph
to see you.
You got to make a wish.
Ralph Sutton, everybody. The sole reason Gas Digital exists.
Now, Ralph, go home and film that girl having sex in Chauvis like you do all the time.
Yeah. Don't look at his alarm clock too closely.
Don't even try to.
Some cake, everybody.
Oh, what's going on here?
Four.
Damn.
Hey.
These guys said no one was available.
No one was available, dude.
Well, haven't we kind of proven our point?
Yeah. You said Bobby Kelly maybe would make it.
We have seen who's out there, and it's only getting worse.
Oh, should I blow this out? Should I not do that with COVID?
Who cares, dude? COVID's not real. COVID's not real.
All right.
Hold on. Jay wished COVID wasn't real, so.
I wished it was real. Now we all got it.
Did you guys get a thing to cut the cake?
Nah, dig in, bro.
Christine, come take the cake and make it not a whole cake.
Dude, that smells so good.
Yeah.
No, never you.
The way you eat strawberries was very off-putting. Do that again.
I really would love a strawberry with a little bit of cream on it.
Like an angry squirrel. Watch this.
Yeah.
He gnaws it.
I mean, how
much? The candles in there.
You made a candle, dude.
Why would you tell him?
You fucking psycho.
He just ate part of the candle.
That was crazy. You didn't spit it out even.
There is some
candle.
More
candle.
Of course there's candle.
Feeny,
you took
were
off
not
candle and ate
him.
A candle part.
If you just hadn't reacted, he would have scarfed that entire
he would have
candle.
Eaten the whole
I saw
candle.
The energy.
Oh,
going
yeah,
into
I,
that.
Dude, I was not even thinking about there being a candle stuck in
there. That candle would have been completely in your mouth.
It was like, it would, been, it would have been lodged sideways in my throat.
Oh, you want to see how I ate a strawberry? This is your moment to shine, Gomez.
It's now my biggest regret.
Yeah, cut it up into like 30 small slices, Christine. Okay? Well, wait, Christine, what's going on? Why are you looking at me like that?
Cut it into 44 slices.
30's a lot.
Christine. Stop staring at me like you want to fuck me in front of your boyfriend on his birthday.
On his birthday?
On his birthday.
Yeah. Well, do you want to make my wish come true?
That was his wish.
I jerk off to Lewis fucking Christine. And I'll shadow box.
Guys, you didn't
oh,
even...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lewis? Oh, yeah? You wouldn't say it if I was like, yeah.
You didn't even know it was Jay's birthday, right?
No.
You just, pop, you just happened to pop
yeah,
in?
Yeah, we just happened to walk in.
I sent you guys a calendar thing.
Sorry, my email's spotty, you know.
So did you guys want to wish Jay a happy birthday or share a moment or
yeah,
you literally just come for cake, you fucking dorks.
Yeah,
well, we didn't know the cake would be leaving, but no, nah, man, happy birthday. That's great. I don't have any I feel like I don't have any stories that we've had. We've been
all my stories with you are at this table.
Are on a bucket.
We had a pretty sick power hour together.
Power hour was incredible, but also the time that there was a time at the stand we were in the back and someone had given you a pre-roll that was in Keef and then Angel Dust and a bunch of other things, and it was just one long huge roll, and we smoked it in the back, and I remember I had to like lay down at the stand and then you went on stage and just like murdered in front of everybody, and it's the most impressed I've ever been with anybody in my life.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I have a.
What I'm saying is.
Feeny's gay. Feeny's gay.
What?
Feeny's gay.
What I'm saying is you have a terrible drug addiction. So,
your tolerance shouldn't
get that
be that
away
high.
From my face. No, I'm okay. Yeah.
Is this is this what we're gonna do for this episode, Lewis?
You know, it's like getting around that you're doing this to people. Yeah. It's like it's getting around that he's poisoning people.
Is it? But,
yeah.
No. What do you mean?
Everybody's like, Lewis is making us do dabs on the podcast.
It's not poisoning you, dude. I'm giving you free drugs.
Can I
in concentrated form?
Yeah, I'm on Lewis's team here. Can I take a second to just talk about how much I hated Feeny's story?
Dude,
like, number one, it was just so gay and so like, oh, this is how great you are. And what was it? Hey, Jay, remember that one time you did good high? Like, oh.
Listen,
no other comedian's ever been in that situation.
Like what I told you, I didn't have many stories, you know? It turns out.
Yeah,
not that good, that
you were
high.
Working with nothing.
All my stories are me coming on this show and you guys ruining my life a little bit more.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I've said it 1,000 times since. You haven't lived until you saw Sagalo sing Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah, it's on my YouTube now.
It's fucking, it was pageantry.
That was one of the greatest moments of my life.
It really,
thank you.
You said, what you described to me, you said when you opened your eyes at the end and saw all the lights in the air, you were like, this is the moment.
Dude, it was like ecstasy. Opening my eyes, the purple was in my face. Everyone's shouting, they're shouting four, but it's kind of my name.
It is now. Yeah. And also, you were in ecstasy because you were on ecstasy.
That is also true. You were on Molly.
That helps.
Oh, you were on ecstasy. I didn't know that.
No, I was just edibles. Yeah.
I wasn't there and I haven't seen the YouTube video. I got there the next morning, but I will say about 6 different people told me about your karaoke set the night before.
Can we pop it for my birthday? Can we pop it up on the screen?
Yeah,
for
like, nothing leading Jay? Into it. Like, hey, where's the green room? You should have been here last night for Brennan's fucking karaoke. Like,
thanks,
really,
I know
where it didn't belong.
I like it.
Thank you.
I got a better idea.
You're
it's
right.
Your birthday, dude.
Yeah,
I think Brennan Sagalo should perform Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah!
For you.
Can I get the lyrics up though?
No, of course. No. Surprise. We're gonna do it.
Karaoke
from scratch.
Karaoke, dude.
He's got to do it a cappella though.
Okay.
Nope. You have the whole thing.
It's your fucking birthday, dude.
And if you could
this,
keep, and
this,
these are the only guests that are these are the only guests that are left that are coming on. So.
Brennan, if you don't mind, just keep eye contact with Jay the entire time.
That's gonna be hard.
Don't
I can't
do that.
That.
I want you to do your thing. He felt it. He closed his eyes.
Yeah, my eyes are gonna be closed for the whole thing.
Turn it up, Bobby.
There's a calm surrender into the rush of day. When the heat of the rolling wind can be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight?
If you wish somebody you care about out there, why don't you put your arm around him right now?
It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this for. And can you feel the love tonight?
I'm gonna fucking cry.
How it's laid to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds leave the very bed.
600 episodes, Jay's birthday. I love you guys. Ah, shit. Oh, well.
Thank you.
Well,
this is the best day of my life. Happy birthday, me.
Yeah. Well, that was fucking beautiful.
That was goddamn beautiful. Thank and it, I said that, you noticed it there when he says, Kings and Vagabonds. Yeah. He gets the fucking the Celine mouth.
Yeah. He has the Aguilera
Vagabonds.
Damn, that was perfect.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much, boys. We appreciate you guys coming.
Thank you, guys.
Jay.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah. Love you, buddy. Thank
you,
guys.
Would you like a Zippix nicotine toothpick? What? Zip more. Smoke less.
Oh, you guys won't be leaving empty-handed. Take a nicotine toothpick on your way out. Good for anything. You could do it in a car.
Oh, Justin Silver.
Justin Silver.
Hey!
Hey!
Shit.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
Justin knew it was my birthday, so he wore no undershirt.
That's right, baby. Happy birthday.
Oh, do you have any stories of when you took a shot and then Jay had a good set?
I've got so many fucking Jay stories. Can I have a sip of that?
Please.
Thank you, baby.
Just come and just take
Happy birthday, Bubba.
Happy birthday, buddy. Birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Oh, right.
She just said happy birthday back to me.
Yeah. Jay's really high.
She's like cordial. Happy birthday.
Up,
happy birthday to you.
Shut the fuck up, Alex.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
You said happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And also to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to everyone. Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to us.
Damn, did you see Sagalo sing that song?
I saw him and heard him sing that song. Happy birthday.
How'd that make you feel?
Like tingly.
Have you had sex? Last time I saw you, you said your penis and balls hurt because you haven't had sex enough.
Well, I have.
You did?
I had to go home and jerk off immediately. I don't know what that was.
Showed
I was
me his boner unprompted in a mall parking lot.
In a car.
Whoa.
Not in a car.
You were alone?
Mall parking
it was like
lot.
A blue ball song.
Oh, just
alone.
Like a fucking fourth grader? You were alone, the two of you.
The two of us were, yeah.
He pulled out.
You can call it
we were in a four-hour car ride.
He pulled out his hard dick to show you that he was so backed up that he needed to show you. Jay, he was trying to get you to suck his dick.
Yeah, that was my assumption.
Here's what Lewis knows that Jay doesn't know.
Dude,
I'm
look.
Gay.
Oh,
I just paw it away, you know? Justin's my friend. I don't care. Take your shot, you know what I mean? Shoot your shot. I'm flattered.
Now, seriously, Jay,
Justin's
it's
a
hard.
Handsome guy, dude. I fucking, but he's got a nice cock. I'd take a chug at it if I was feeling those.
Now, look,
right
I haven't
away,
had sex in so long. It's so hard. Now, look closer.
Look, you can almost hear how sad it is if you put your ear to it.
Oh, but, you know.
Just give it a kiss on the top. Maybe it'll make it happy.
You really should feel the vibrations with your mouth.
The vibrations?
This thing's like a sonic hair toothbrush.
Wow.
It's like a quip. Why am I doing my voice,
Christine.
My impression of my voice?
Same reason Lewis does Lewis' voice.
It just works on me.
Christine, put some cake on the table for the guests that are popping in. People are popping in. They're getting cake. How nice is that?
I'm going off my diet.
Did you get some Sagalo? Sagalo earned his cake.
Sagalo wants some cake.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
He earned his cake today.
Fine dining, service.
Christine. Can you serve slower?
So, Lewis, wait. Are we never going to talk about?
Christine's like, you guys ever seen the scene from This is very specific. Zootopia with the sloths that work at the DMV.
No, but somebody in here really saw it.
That's how Christine is serving this cake right now.
Is that
it? Just pull it up for a second.
It's a kid's movie?
It's a kid's movie. Pull up Zootopia right, sloths.
While they're pulling that up, can I say, it's now a surprise birthday show, which is awesome, but are we not going
to
talk about
it? No, we have to talk about it, obviously. Let's bring it up. We'll take a break of guests in a moment after Justin leaves. But
I'm not going anywhere.
Justin could be here for this.
I'm going to stay here for the whole thing. No, I am staying here for this.
Ah, cock!
That's right.
That burned me so much.
Well don't say I'm going to leave.
Aw, he got his first burn from a dab rig.
Your 45-year-old burn.
Happy 45, buddy.
Aw, dude. Remind me to save these cans and put them on a shelf above my bed.
Wait, are you 44 or 45?
45.
44.
You're going to be 44 at midnight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit,
okay, see, don't
fuck.
Give him 45.
You were born at midnight like a vampire?
Immediately at midnight.
Yeah. Were you in your 20s when we first started hanging?
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking Jay was not old at one point.
Yeah, late 20s.
I held Isabella as a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was 18, but he held her like she was a baby.
Yeah.
We it was a lot emotional. Of baby talk.
Let me teach you about love.
A lot of mixed feelings. mixed feelings.
So, yeah, Justin, you're supposed to share like a moment or wish him happy birthday.
Shit, dude. I've got Jay moments. I've got, can I tell the fucking.
Pulled my dick out in the car. Pulled my dick out in the hotel room. Pulled my dick out in his bedroom.
You know what? This story does start like that. Can I tell that boo-dam, ba-doon-dam story?
I think we've told it before.
I don't think we've told it on here.
What? What's the boon down, ba-doon down story?
Just the fact that Jay knew banging makes a chick me together.
I've never had a threesome before, except the only one I've ever had was with Jay. We got obsessed with this Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode.
They remember the episode. The one when Carl got the wig and he was air guitaring for the girl.
Boon down, ba-
boon down, ba-doon, bam, bam.
Boon down, solo.
Whittily wong, wham, boo-doo-doo, boon down, boon down.
The reason we know this so well.
I don't know. Okay.
Obsessing about how he air.
Wait, hold on. Before you get into the story, just play Christine serving the cake just now. Okay.
Yeah.
Sloths at the DMV.
Yeah.
And the rabbit's in a hurry, which is it's such a funny scene.
Do you want some cake?
Want cake. I forgot four.
Let me go get them. I'll be back when you're 45.
Piece one of 30.
This fucking movie ruled. Maybe I'm just high, but it did fucking rule.
You're high. You're high, all right.
Oh, man.
So we got obsessed with this episode. And the song and the way Carl does—he puts his leg.
You know what?
On
bring up
chair.
This thing. You could bring that up. That scene is on YouTube for sure.
What well, is you
the
and
story.
Me? Telling a story.
Finish the story.
No, not you telling the story.
There's so much to get to.
Oh shit! You could find it.
Yeah, Carl doing the thing. Anyway,
Carl Wig.
We were laughing about this.
We were laughing about this.
And
so,
this girl.
Hey, can you guys pull up an example of somebody laughing? After that, just pull up an example of somebody laughing as well.
They brought. Well, it is funny if you see it, but they the girl. This girl who was down went back to Justin's house with me and him one night, and she wanted us to both fuck her.
Hold on. I love how he had to tell me. She was actually down. Don't worry, dude.
Dude, this not isn't like this the girl. Others. I didn't have to threaten her parents or nothing.
Can
this
I tell? Are you going to tell the story I'm telling
He's
about
supposed
you?
To tell. Jay, let him tell your birthday
I
story.
My apologies.
This will be funny to see how many times this happens while someone's telling a story about
so
Jay.
So controlling and loving
Jay
in your old age.
Jay just takes it
yet.
Over. He's like, I can tell this story better.
So we can't. So for weeks, we're just like over and over again. Boo damn, boo doo damn, boo
We
damn,
know
solo.
This what? Part.
Willy womp, bam, boo doo doo bam, boom, bam.
We have not gotten past this part of the story. It's been like five full minutes.
So we're
boo doo down, doo doo now. There's a girl.
So we're on my
make this reference that no one gets one more time.
So we're on my couch.
Hey, can you pull up couches in a Lowe's catalog? I was wondering, we need to see couches.
You go to Crate and Barrel, bring up Justin's couch, please, so you can see.
It's kind of like if you lined up several chairs, but more comfortable.
Justin, will you take a dab and see how long this story can take?
No.
Oh, yes, dude. Oh, man, I wish you would take a dab.
That's all he wants for his birthday.
That would be great, but no, he doesn't have to take a dab.
So we're on the couch, and she's blowing me while Jay's behind her, and like right, and I make eye contact with him, and he puts his leg up on the fucking couch like this, and he goes, boom, down. And I got laughed yeah. so... I laughed so fucking hard, I peed in her mouth.
You peed in her mouth.
Hell yeah.
We wrapped it up after that.
That was it.
Hell yeah.
It lasted a minute.
But she would have kept going. She would have.
She would have kept going.
She yeah. loved it.
Did she make it a thing?
No.
What?
No. Right. Nope. She didn't make it a thing at all.
Pee mouth? No, she loved it.
She's a sweetheart.
No. I was like, okay. Does this wet rag smell funny? And she fell right to sleep, Dave.
All right. Well, sweet. Thank you very much. One more time for Justin Silver, guys.
I'm not saying I want to hear
Justin.
Oh, wait. All right, thank you. All right, really quick, let's talk about one of my favorite sponsors, which is the Omigo fucking bidets. This holiday season, give your loved ones a clean asshole. That's what I say.
Do you hear that sound?
Is this your butt?
That's the sound my butthole makes now when I fart, because there's no turds in the way.
Just whistles? Dude, my butt doesn't, it sounds like it's not making a sound, but it's actually a sound that only dogs can hear.
No shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, what a pitch.
I know. Dave's asshole farts the sound of a rape whistle. It's crazy what Amigo's done for our lives.
It's changed all of our lives, some for the good, some for the bad. But either way, it's going to make yours for the good, because toilet paper sucks. You know that. Fresh water is going to clean you out much better. You got to go check out Amigo. It's a total game changer. They have a bidet for every toilet, every button, every budget.
It takes 15 minutes to install. You do it yourself.
Yeah, you have Harrington do it. Go to myamigo.com/LOS and take 15% off today. How good is that? That's MYOMIGO, myamigo.com/LOS. Take 15% off your order today. Go get a bidet. Get in time for the holidays. Give someone a clean ass for the new year. All right, where were we?
We have to start telling the follow-up to this. Dave doesn't even know, by the way.
Yeah. No, Dave, I told him. I told him before the show.
Oh, it's so good.
I thought it before the show.
So we've been...
Do you want me to fill this in? I happened upon this.
You happened upon it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How'd you happen upon it?
I was mentioned in stories on two different people's things.
Okay. So let me say real quick, if you guys have been following along the past two live shows at The Stand, we've had sort of an ongoing drama with...
I don't really think so, but all right, go ahead.
With an author named Gabrielle
Stone.
Brilliant author.
Brilliant author.
I'll never forget that name. Gabrielle Stone.
So we... Yeah,
brilliant
we,
author. Write a book. Who the hell can write a book?
The first week, right. we made fun of a TikTok video she made where she was dancing and, you know, bragging about how her boyfriend cheated on her.
Husband, right?
Whatever.
The TikTok... She got
dumped twice in a year.
Yeah. So
the
she
TikTok
a,
video made her seem silly, but we didn't realize what a serious author she was.
She wrote a book about about being dumped twice in a year, and we were just sort of making fun of the fact that it was, you know, whatever... So she got, and then we ended up playing a section of the audiobook, which the section of the audiobook detailed when she walked in on her father who died, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, she went on Instagram and was just like, Legion of Skanks, let me come on the show. And we were like, no fucking way. We could tell that she's going to be a problem.
We're completely sorry.
We apologized. We fucking tucked tail between our legs.
Now,
we said we wanted no part of this. We never apologize.
Yeah.
We never apologize.
Have you ever seen a middle-aged white chick drinking wine in the day outside of her ingrown pool challenging you to a debate?
In ground. That's so foreign to us that Dave doesn't know what they're called.
Well, you know what I mean. It's terrifying.
I'm thinking about getting an Intex pool for my backyard this year.
No, she was terrifying. So we apologize. For some reason...
She didn't blink once in the video. She just stared at the camera.
It was wild. So we apologized profusely. And for some reason, with no harm meant, I don't know why or whatever reason... We all had in our heads that the father committed suicide.
I have no idea why.
I don't even remember why we thought that.
I think it was her grating personality. And then we were like, all right, if I was her father, I would kill myself.
But this guy was stronger. This was a strong man.
Yes.
In our defense, it kind of fit with the theme of, with all these guys leaving her voluntarily. So we were wrong. It's just how we thought. We remembered it. Yeah. Listen, here's the truth, lady. When we play clips on this show, we don't pay attention much.
We do no research.
I was on my phone. I ordered stuff from Amazon. I don't know what happened. And then I come back and I comment on it.
So
just,
we apologize.
Just enjoy your wine. I don't want to debate you.
We apologized profusely.
Yeah. And we thought that was the end of it.
We thought it was over. We thought maybe,
in fact,
maybe I thought maybe we'd see a thing. I thought at most we'd see a thing of her going like, "That's right, boys."
That's right.
And we're like, "Yo,
no, girl power." Not only did we think that was the end of it, we did a seance and assured ourselves that that was the end of it.
Hey, Christine, what was that, bunk sage? The fuck?
Where'd you get that sage?
I thought we cleansed this place.
Oh, was that dollar store sage?
Where'd you get that? From Dollar General, you bitch? That's where you skimp on sage? Oh. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. My house is upside down.
Yeah, it's not good. So then Jay hits me up today. We had these few things to talk about. We'll probably talk about it later in the week. We're probably not going to get to the story about you and the story about me. And it's going to be, you'll hear the story soon.
Yeah.
But the Jay hit me up. He was like, dude, oh my God, you're never going to guess who Gabriella Stone's mother is. And by the way, I would have never guessed in a million years because I don't know who the fuck she is.
But sure.
You do.
I do, yeah. Her mother, who is now involved. is actress Dee Wallace Stone, who played the mother in fucking E.T.
Hell yeah, dude. The mom from E.T. is gonna fuck us up.
Dude, she was in Cujo. I mean,
we all know who this woman is.
Dee Wallace, and now Rob Zombie uses her constantly. Another reason he'll never be my friend. He uses her movies as like the nostalgia thing all the time now. Yeah, there you are.
Actually, you know what's funny? Zach Amico's friends with her. He took a picture with her at Comic-Con. You know that?
No.
Show the picture of her and Zach that I sent you guys.
That, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Show the picture of her and Zach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's back when Zach was an extra in Critters. Yeah, she got involved. And what we didn't realize was apparently... For reasons I can't possibly explain to anyone, we fabricated that this guy killed himself.
He didn't kill himself. He had a heart attack.
And
it
was
just how we remembered
can
it.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Yes.
We don't know that he wouldn't have killed himself.
That is true. I don't know where his mindset was. Maybe the stress of wanting to kill himself made him have a heart attack.
We don't know that he didn't punch his own heart to death.
Look, you're not wrong. He goes, guys, I gotta go to the bathroom again. God damn it, this has to work this time. How hard do you gotta punch yourself? I don't know why we thought he committed suicide, but he didn't. But this is what I saw today on my in a story.
Wait, did you see the mom? I feel like, the mom first again, or
I saw the mom.
By the way, she
personally.
Didn't even tag us. Jay just already follows this chick.
She tagged us, dude.
She definitely tagged us.
I was joking.
Legion of Skank. This is Dee Wallace Stone.
Legion the mom from E.T.
The mom from E.T.
This is the mom from E.T., guys. We're at war with the mom from E.T.
I am truly disgusted that you would ever speak on a tragedy that shook my family and my world, especially in such a tactless and misinformed way. What happened to my husband and my little girl was tragic. You should all be ashamed of putting wrong information out to your audience. I hope you all have the decency to apologize and correct your facts. Yup. He had a heart attack.
Oh,
he
yeah?
Knocked him to suicide.
And we are sorry.
All right, you want to come at us like that? Well, E.T. was a pedophile. No, I'm just kidding. He was cool. I'm sorry.
Now, we're so sorry.
We are so sorry. Please don't make us have a wine debate by a pool.
Guys,
I don't want to.
Guys, this gets scarier. That's not the scariest thing.
Oh, no.
That's far from the scariest
thing. What was the scariest thing?
She's friends with
Critters
an extraterrestrial.
Do you have the other picture that I sent you, Bobby? Do the other picture, because this is a big thing, so make this a little bit bigger. If you could, this is the daughter now posting.
It's a video?
No, well, don't play the video yet.
I didn't know there was a video.
I sent you just a picture of it. So you can make it larger. The videos we have to watch after. Oh, guys.
I didn't see the video.
I know.
So I feel like she probably took it well. She was like, I get the nature of the show. You guys are
just fucking around. We don't know your shit, lady.
Dave, you're not right. That's not how she took it at all.
Let's
Here we
see.
Go. All right. First of all, she circles follow back, which means we follow her, which is hilarious.
No, it doesn't.
No, she follows
She follows us. Jay, fucking boomer.
Oh, is that what it is?
No idea how the internet works.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I don't know how this TikTok works. Legion of Skanks, maybe next time.
First of all, she took the time to write all of this with a pen. So.
Okay.
Ooh, blunt.
Legion of Skanks, maybe next time check your fucking facts.
Oh, man.
My father was a respected actor and director and did not commit suicide. He died of a heart attack. Can you imagine how your daughters would feel if someone ever wrongfully spoke about you that way?
I'm going to call your daughter right now and tell her you died of a heart attack, Jay.
No.
And I have her number.
It wouldn't be that. It would be like calling her and saying like something fabricated that's like never. You didn't really die of a heart attack.
So he's lying.
Yeah, but I'm not dead already. That's the difference here.
All right, we're going to kill you.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We'll make it real.
It's one thing to be funny and comedic. It's another to dishonor the memory of a public figure. I'm sorry, that's a little funny. That wasn't the thing. I also said I thought it was going to be more like it's another to like say something terrible about a great person. It's just that's a weird way to put it. I'm sure you and your families have watched his widow, Dee Wallace, on screen. We have.
Yeah, everyone has.
Fantastic work, Miss Dee Wallace.
I'm going to show my son that she hates me. I swear to God, I'm like, James, you see the mom?
She hates your father.
She hates my fucking guts.
I'm disgusted that you can't even do an ounce of research before publicly putting out wrong information. Way to show your kids class, do better. And then...
Well, it didn't exactly come off like a topic that we were like, guys, we've done our research, and here's our take on this TikTok video.
Yeah. It did not read that way. You are correct.
But, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, we did not do our research.
We did not.
We should apologize.
We did not mean to disrespect the memory of great actor and director, whatever his name was.
Whatever Stone.
Oliver, is it Oliver Stone?
Nope. Yeah.
Is it Oliver Stone? I don't know if he's dead.
No, he's alive.
You don't know that,
Lewis, it's not Oliver Stone. He's very much alive, but I just want to say I am personally going to make a concerted effort to do better. I'm going to be the first person who has ever told do better online.
To do better.
And actually starts doing better.
That's great.
At everything I do.
Everything.
I'm just bummed out that Oliver Stone is dead.
No, don't think that way.
Guys, hashtag RIP Oliver Stone, guys.
Don't think that way.
Go tweet your favorite Oliver Stone memory.
Stop. Don't say that. He's so alive.
No, he's not.
Guy put out some good stuff.
What was her husband? I don't even want to see his thing. She's going to say that we're disrespecting her husband if we look up his name right now. I don't care. I'm sorry, lady.
Wait.
We had no way of knowing that your mom was the mom in E.T. when we first discovered your TikTok video.
We were trying
to... How would we have known that?
We listened to an audio clip of a book that was supposed to be about you getting dumped twice in a year. All of a sudden, we know your father's dead. We were brought... Everything's just wrong.
I'm sorry we misremembered it as a suicide, and yet all of us misremembered it as a suicide.
I don't know why.
Together, kind of weird.
We zigged when we should have zagged. That happens in life. But we are trying to make up for that now and saying we apologize so much.
Please stop contacting us. Please. We don't want none of your shit.
He had a heart attack. It's a horrible thing that you discovered him. But guys, let me tell you, this isn't the scariest part yet.
No, there's more. I'm terrified of these women. They're old.
Lewis, this gets like really like, you're going to have to take melatonin to go to sleep tonight.
No, get the fuck out of here. Let me see. What is it?
You have the video? Oh, my Lord.
My greatest fear is this woman going, let's talk about Legion of Skanks.
Let's talk about Legion of Skanks.
Wait, no, Bobby.
Why would you make my greatest fear come true twice?
Guys, wait. You have to listen. You have to listen to the last thing. You have to start this over.
That was
Bobby.
Out of a horror movie.
No, but the last thing is the scariest. Stop. Listen.
Here is this woman going, let's talk about Legion of Skanks.
Let's talk about Legion of Skanks. This video is a prime example of the fucked up men in this world.
We're fucked up. You just made my nightmare come true.
The woman who speaks out against them.
My greatest fear is this woman.
These men should be canceled.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Let's talk about Legion of Skanks.
Oh, dude.
All right, why, stop playing or saying it.
Miss Stone and Mother Stone. We humbly beg your forgiveness. We mean you to harm. We're idiots in the talking.
I like to.
They don't even put us in the good part of the comedy club anymore.
You can only cancel us so much. Listen, Young daughter Stone and elder mother Stone.
Elder Stone.
No, had, elder, had, no, elder Stone.
And middle-aged, reasonable, still looks very young mother Stone.
Daughter Stone, maybe, possibly older sister Stone.
Oh, yeah. Couple of twin sister Stones.
Couple of hot young broads.
Yeah. Late strong women, yeah. My guess. My guess would be all super strong women.
And also, I'd like to speak to the memory of your totally did not kill himself husband, okay? Look, we did not know that Sage only made you stronger.
We will not make that mistake again.
We will never burn it again. I'm sorry we angered you. We
My sincerest of apologies. We zigged when we should have zagged.
We're not even trying to have a beef with them.
Please leave us alone. Hang on. We don't want a podcast with you.
We bought your book, you crazy bitch.
Guys, let's give a...
I'll buy so many more books.
Guys, let's give a big
sorry. I'll spend my kids' college education on your books.
Let's give a big sorry that counts. Sorry, first of all, this has to go right here. This can't be here.
Look.
I'm so sorry. Look, I'm drinking Truly like a lady.
You canceled most of us.
I don't know what else to say.
I'm so sorry. What? Please don't hurt us.
We spoke ill of rich people from Hollywood.
We've done terrible things.
We've done horrible. We're so terrible.
Please, D. Wallace Stone asked us if we would at least be adults enough to apologize and say we were wrong.
We did two episodes.
But then for some reason we all, and I don't know why and I'll never know, assumed that your husband and her father committed suicide.
I swear, I think someone else said it.
It's the pressure from these bitches in his household. They're just coming at him constantly. It's like, ba 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 ba. I'm telling you right now, that would either give me a heart attack or make me kill myself, and I'm not sure what happened.
See that? You see that? It was him. He just says something like that. I'm not paying attention. I got one foot out the door at this show. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, someone else said he committed suicide. So we all went on a riff about that. I don't know.
Listen.
I wasn't listening. I don't listen when women talk.
In closure, I just want to give some fucking salutations and be cool on this right now. We are very, very, very sorry. Happy birthday.
I'm not apologizing again. If they don't accept this apology, it's an all-out podcast. Well, I know she's got a podcast.
Who? Oh, yeah.
The mom, probably.
No, don't say that.
What?
She's in Rob Zombie movies now.
Yeah, we're trying, Lewis, this is not
podcast
a
where was Rob
challenge
Zombie?
For war. This is an apology. We are sorry that we said your dad committed suicide. He did not commit suicide. I'm not even sure he died of a heart attack. I think the guy's still alive.
He ran away. He's hiding from the family.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I say, I think it's awesome that D. Wallstone knows who I am. I wish he was under different circumstances. I wish it was us high-fiving over talking about E.T. and Cujo.
I would say Dave's on to something. There's probably a good chance that he's just in the desert somewhere hiding from these bitches.
I think he killed Gabby Petito. Now, hear me out. No. I got some farcical ideas, but that dab's hitting me, and I'm starting to think.
Everyone's
in the desert. Everyone knows we discovered, and the new witness shows up.
I think we know what next week's TikTok video is going to be about. All right, guys, let's take a second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Fume. Fume is the best way to quit smoking and vaping naturally. It's not those dumb toothpicks who aren't paying us, who Lewis has been pushing for this
actually
entire
suck?
Episode.
I'm pretty sure I just got tongue cancer from that thing.
I wouldn't use one of those garbage toothpicks. I would take a Canadian-made handcrafted wooden inhaler with no electronics, only cores, filled with the benefits of super plants, with no smoke, no vape, and no nicotine. That's what Fume is.
Yeah, and they have the Holiday Box, which is it's fucking incredible, dude. I love Holiday Box.
That's what I call Mrs. Santa Claus's pussy.
Hell yeah, dude. They got the Snickerdoodle, they got the Candy Cane, they got the Eggnog Cookies. These are all also names for Mrs. Claus's pussy.
Mrs. Claus's pussy. What's up, Eggnog Cakes?
Spiced Orange.
What's up, Snick? Where's that Snickerdoodle? Oh, that thing is flappy.
Ah, Snickerdoodle.
I've never seen Mrs. Claus's pussy, but I bet it's lippy. That's just a guess. I could be wrong. Of course, I could also be wrong.
Look, Fume has other areas of support beyond just helping you quit smoking. So go to breathefume.com/legion. Once again, that's breathefume.com/legion. And use the promo code LEGION to save 10% off and breathe in the benefits of the world's super plants today. All right, where were we? Oh, hey!
Hey, Josh Adam Summers!
Hello. Hello. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday
to you.
I know you're going to eat some cake, dude.
I already ate some.
Your microphone's not on.
Check. Is this one it?
That's better, baby.
Oh, now
cake.
Eat it with your face.
Oh, everything's music, man. Even that four falling on the floor.
Ding, ding-a-ling. Guys, let's do a stomp real quick. You guys want to live a stomp?
Let's play the
stomp. Dude, it's my birthday. Can we do a stomp right now?
Yes.
Everyone just does something.
Josh Adamire stomp. Everyone in the room.
You start, Josh. Don't break the fucking thing.
Do it on beat so it's easy.
There it is.
Okay.
Dude, you don't know music at all.
It's a weird beat, dude. Like, we're all trying to catch on to it. Everyone! Do a stomp thing!
Damn. Dave's so white, he can only mimic what Lewis was doing. You're breaking the glass, Lewis.
Wow.
Oh, no, I did.
That was a cheap glass. That broke quick.
Dude, we're going
You broke
pro.
It with your Coke spoon. Guys, we just stomped.
Dude, wow. Wow.
Damn, stomp, dude, we just guys. Fucking stomped.
Dude, that stomp
so
ruled, dude. Yeah. We full on went stompish.
Why have I not been contacted by anybody about being canceled if this bitch is going so hard at us?
It was somebody else saying, was putting up like her story and said these guys should be good, but it's just some lady.
Hilarious.
That's why.
Oh, nice. Does anybody care? It doesn't seem that anybody cares about these extremely rich, hot old ladies from Hollywood.
I haven't looked at any comments to see if they've gotten into our shit yet, but
no, they haven't.
Pretty angry.
No one has. Not yeah. one.
How so, many followers does D. Wallace's daughter have?
More like than D. Wallace.
I don't know, but D. Not Wallace doesn't have a ton either, but it doesn't matter. We're so
Are
sorry.
You afraid of being canceled by D. Wallace Stone?
No. Canceled? No.
From the woman from The Howling.
Was she in The Howling? That's right. She was in The Howling, dude.
Dude, she's like an 80s like scream queen, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Any nudity? Any D. Wallace Stone nudity?
Dude, no.
Yeah, pull it up, dude.
No, no.
Oh, wait. No. You're right.
Because there is. Bobby, look and see if there is it, and don't show it, but just let us know.
Just email it to Jay.
Dude, there definitely is.
There's 100% there's fucking titties.
You can't be in 80s horror movies without having your tits out.
There's no way,
dude.
Her box is on screen.
No way, her box.
I don't think it's box, but definitely nips.
Dude, I'll tell you
what. What if her nips are shaped like boxes?
Rob Zombie will get the old stars to show box in his movies now.
D. Wallace in nipples.
He got a, whatchamacallit, showed her awful beaver, Meg, I forget her name, Meg Foster in like that Lords of Salem movie. She was like the girl in They Live and shit with the crazy eyes. And she, she shows her pussy and she's like 70.
Hell yeah, dude.
Right?
I'm into it.
Yeah, all right,
so anyways, do you want to share a memory with Jay? Or
There are so many. First of all, I don't know if anybody's brought this up, but I know we've all probably eaten with Jay before. No one orders to-go food better than Big J Okerson. Like, for real. Like, you're getting every appetizer, two or three of them.
He's so good at it that he orders right after we just ate at the restaurant.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
Dude.
That's just the to-go stuff. No, and Josh goes and wrote with me a bunch and will say, Josh is far more involved in worrying about eating than I am.
Well, you only eat one meal a day, and that's at 11:30 p.m. every night as you watch an episode
of Intervention.
Are you
still living like that, Jay? That was your thing when we used to go on the road back in the day, yeah. Still living one meal? Dinner?
Listen, when I go with Josh, we'll get lunch because he's going to make it a thing unless we do. So we'll
That's
go get lunch.
He's
going to
make it a thing if he doesn't have more than
not,
one meal at 11 o'clock at night?
It's not.
Yeah, he's going to really make it a thing.
Well, why won't he just go get lunch? What type of thing do you make it?
I don't make a thing. No. I just go, yo, we should go eat.
Right. I don't argue. I go eat it. We should go eat
it.
He's
seems
right.
like you argue because you're saying he's making it a thing.
Josh makes it a thing by going,
no.
I'm hungry.
If I said that I didn't want to eat in the afternoon, it would have become a thing.
What type of thing would it become?
It would become
like a bitchy thing. It would just be like,
Why don't you eat?
It's the conversation's unnecessary.
Hey, man, you gotta get protein in your body. Yo, man, you're not gonna be able to survive.
Listen, as a fat person my whole life, I like to feel as thin as possible when I hit the stage. And then when it's over and I'm not sitting next to new pussy, I'm like, well, now my other lady of the evening, food.
I thought you were gonna say Christine.
then Christine. If I'm not next to my lady of the evening, then I'm like, oh, it's Christine. And then I look at Christine and I go, hey, wanna eat? And she says yes.
So if random women would just fuck Jay, he would never eat.
He would starve himself.
Guys, can I tell you something? I'd be yoked. All right, that got weird.
I was trying to think of like what am I, because it could be.
We don't have any wild stories, really.
We don't have anything wild. Something that because we met doing the goddamn comedy jam when he did the jam at Gramercy. Well, actually, we met at a show at the Stand, and then I invited him to do the first jam at Gramercy.
Actually, we met at a casino gig with Ari years before that.
I didn't even think about that.
Wow.
Actually, that might be a better story.
Oh, we watched 12 Years a Slave together. We just met that day.
Yeah, we...
It was so boring, but the pizza was fine for Northern California.
We ordered so much food. We ordered like $700 worth of food.
Oh, remember you just said that's your fondest memory of me, that I order plenty of food?
I love that about
you. He started with, you're the best at ordering food to go. And
oh, remember that first night we met? You ordered all that food.
Oh, man.
You know what's really bummer? Is that's before I really made any kind of money. I was making hundreds on that gig. So
you spent double what you made on food. Wow. You even paid for the pay-per-view for 12 Years a Slave.
I do come from the mentality. Do you
how decadent just eating to 12 Years a Slave?
Lewis. Yeah, it really is. Oh, what a better time.
I love slavery.
Pass me that Santa Fe egg roll. Oh, my God, this is so hard.
Lewis, has your fat mind, I know you have a fat brain in there at times.
Fatty brain? Yeah, it's a condition.
Do you have the understanding where if anything's ever going to cut into the amount of food you were hoping to eat, you'll just order double? So it's like a thing where you're like, hey, you want to get some like chicken fingers? It's like 5 chicken fingers. And if someone goes, yeah, I'll eat 2 chicken fingers. You're like,
well, I wanted
4 chicken
fingers
or 5.
No, I wanted 5. And then the fat mind goes, well, now I can have 7 chicken
fingers. Because even if he eats one more,
I get at least 6 chicken fingers.
I'm going to get at least 6 chicken fingers. And I was only hoping for 4. That's 2 extras. And I'm going to eat them even when it hurts. My adulthood is that. My adulthood is stop eating when I'm full. That's what meant adulthood to me.
We have girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to eat.
Well, that's the thing. I have a girlfriend, and, like, she's not a fucking man, so anytime I order something, I'm like, I get to have half of what she has.
That's so
every
great.
Time.
Man, Christine's eyeing up mine like I'm eyeing up hers. It's like the end of the fucking thing. We're just both holding fucking guns around a campfire, seeing who's going to turn into the thing first.
All right. Well, Josh, I appreciate your stories about Jay loving food and finding food in any way that he can.
Okay.
Always on a hunt for food.
Always on the hunt.
Josh Adam Myers knows? I've helped him work on auditions before. I have a ridiculous memory.
Ridiculous memory. Like, we sat down at a Cheesecake Factory over the fucking...
said you wanted to go have afternoon lunch.
I loved it. I was excited.
Jay has such a good memory. He knows the entire menu.
He's like, let me scan this barcode. I was like, no, dude, I got it. Nah. What are you thinking? Apps? Thai lettuce wraps.
Santa Fe egg rolls.
First of all, it was a P.F. Chang's we went to, by the way.
QR code, baby.
P.F. Chang's, owned by the Cheesecake Factory.
I would say
I go, don't even scan that thing. Mongolian beef,
yeah,
Thai lettuce wraps.
Everything. I would say my favorite story with you, Jay, was the time we did the Bennington Thanksgiving show.
Dude. It wasn't dinner, it was a show.
It's a dinner. I'd done the show.
It wasn't dinner for me.
They give you dinner.
I did not have dinner.
So...
Oh, I know.
There's no dinner there. Maybe
we
there's
did
like
a Bennington Thanksgiving
apps,
show. Jay's on his third turkey solo. Dude, and he leans over to me.
This is a genuinely hilarious story.
Are you
going to
eat that? I'm like, no, not now.
This story, I don't know if I ever told it right. This is one of the funniest fucking stories to me ever of just a failure of something you pictured in your head.
So we're planning on doing it. They're going to make the goddamn comedy jam the surprise at the end of the show after they do all the comics, all the games, all the bullshit. They have the curtain drawn.
The Hard Rock Cafe.
So I know, 2 days before, I called Jay. I'm like, what song do you want to do? He's like, yo, I want to do American Band by Grand Funk Railroad. And I'm like, are you sure that's going to play? And he's like, trust me, bro.
Bennington's audience. It's going to fucking annihilate.
I would think that's not a bad choice.
So would I. So we go to the rehearsal that day.
Dude, we're at the
Sirius XM thing. And I'm like, so how do you want to do it? And he's like, well, first of all, they're going to have the curtain drawn. So I'm going to be wearing my cowboy hat, my sunglasses, my cowboy
shirt. I've never done a character dress up for this ever. But I'm going to wear a cowboy hat, aviators, and a cowboy shirt.
You wear that every time you go to Texas, Jay.
Right. I wore my Texas outfit.
Right, exactly.
But in New York.
But Jay's only utilizing that outfit like 2-3 times a year. And he saw an opportunity to rock that shit in New York.
This is time three.
So we're at the rehearsal, and I'm like, how do you want to do it? He goes, well, here's what I'm thinking. So as soon as that curtain goes up, I'll have my back to the audience with my hands up in like a rock cymbal, and they're just going to lose their shit.
You're going to lose it.
When they hear the beginning of that song, and I'm like, bet, dude, let's fucking do it. And so they do the show.
No. You're jumping ahead and missing a very important part. I also told Josh that I go, at the part of the song when everything drops out, and it's just the drums going, we're an American band.
Yeah.
I go, dude, let's hang on that for a while and drop when it's just the drums. I'm going to overhead claps. I go, the whole fucking place is going to be overhead claps. And I go, and we're going to be going, we're an American band. And then at the end, I can go, wow, we're an American band. And we were going to go back into the song.
Oh, overhead claps heavy. Are the best claps to go wrong. Dude.
I promised him. This was going to be the moment. And now it's rehearsed that way, so that can't be changed. That's how we're doing it now.
So we set up.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just to set up, I'm sorry to take the story over, dude.
No, you really are just taking the
please,
story.
Please, he's doing it better. Go ahead.
It was just going to be you eating for another 45 minutes.
Anyway, Jay's in the back stuffing roast beef, loose roast beef in his
mouth.
Now,
my Jay, you got to save room for the main course.
Come on, man. You got to perform later.
I just want to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Norman.
Hey, oh. Big Jay. Happy birthday, 68.
Hell yeah, brother.
All right.
Mark Norman to everybody.
You're the man.
Out to lunch on YouTube. Fucking hilarious.
Your daughter's here. I'm kidding. She hates you.
Oh. I thought she was for a second.
Oh, man. This story better fucking rule, dude.
Go ahead.
Mark didn't have the time to stick around and fucking jump on the show.
One of the 19 people around us who are producing the show
would
have figured that out.
It's pretty funny, but you'll see it coming, sort of. But, like, so what happens is the Bennington show, just because of circumstance, goes really long. It was slated for about an hour and a half. It's already been 3 hours.
Yeah, it's a longie.
So he goes, everybody.
Is it because you and Josh were telling a story during it?
Nope. They go, hey, everybody. He goes, and now our gift to you. We're going to do right now at the Hard Rock Cafe the goddamn comedy jam. And the crowd has a collective groan of like, oh, my God, we're going to be here for another hour or so. They've
Dude.
Been standing for over 3 hours.
But, Jay, but also we got in the position. Like, Jay gets in the position, like, puts his arms up.
Buddy, Omi's here. Omi was there. You guys were there for that. I'm telling you.
Omi, do you want to just tell your version of the story?
No.
Omi.
He remembers this.
Wait, so, Omi, you were standing for 3 hours, and then they started with this. I'll be honest. I'm tired listening to it sitting.
I bet.
Can't imagine.
But here's where it gets great. Curtains go up. I got the thing. The crowd's only groaning. I turn around and start singing the song. No one's into it.
Not one person.
We get to the fucking clapping part. It goes, all right. We're at America. It's just me and Josh doing it. And I'm telling you, in 400 people, two or three in the audience doing it. And I'm now forced to go, we're an American band. Come on! We're an American band. Come on, band!
You got
you
this!
Can do it. We're coming to your town. You guys, come on! Throw those hands! Nothing. We go back into the song. Josh looks at me. It was the craziest thing. I knew what he was going to do. And he looks at me, and he shrugs his shoulders. And I go, I shake my head no. And he goes... And he just jumps without looking into the audience of people that are disinterested. And one giant black guy caught him like this, like a baby. And just placed him back on the stage. And I was like,
there was no surfing.
It's indicative of what's happening.
Crowd catching.
By the way, just so you know, it wasn't us. Two songs later, The song so Little Miss.
No, even attempting to pass you to anyone else.
No, he literally caught me and then swung me back around the opposite way.
You just no crowd surfing. You just did a trust fall with one black eye.
Let me tell you, it was a trust fall, and I'll tell you this: this is how upset that crowd was that we were doing this. Two songs after me, Two Princes by Spin Doctors was sung by the fucking Spin Doctors,
Chris Barron,
and the crowd was like, "End this! Let us leave!"
I love you, buddy.
Dude, that was
I love
awful.
You so
love
much.
You
you're thank you're you, one Robert. Of my best friends. Thank you, guys.
Josh good Adam to see you, brother.
Later.
Josh Adam Myers,
guys. Come on now.
The 500 podcast.
Yeah, buddy. Thank
well,
you.
There's no shame in that. I mean, if the Spin Doctors bombed, what were you going to do?
Yeah, nothing. When they bombed, I did feel better about the whole thing.
You,
Dude, did you see Ron Jeremy's new picture?
No, what is it? Is he...
Yeah, Ian.
Oh, shit.
The great Ian Finance is here.
I swear to you, I knew Ian was popping on.
And Karen Fian.
And Karen Fian.
Happy birthday.
Hi, thank you so much. I saw Ian walking in, and for whatever reason, it made me think of, have you seen the new picture of Ron Jeremy in jail? You don't look like Ron Jeremy at all? Oh, buddy, he looks bad, dude.
What's he in jail for?
Not even, it's not like you've physically
75 counts of rape.
Oh.
Yeah.
No exaggeration. Something like that.
Too big a cock.
We're not saying you look like him. We're just saying how you would act reminds us.
Oh, my God.
Dude, how wild
no.
is that?
Yeah.
Nosferatu. Wow.
Ian, would you like a Zippix nicotine toothpick?
No, I'm fine. Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Is there any weed in this?
No, it's nicotine. That's it.
Really?
Zip more, smoke less.
Zip more, smoke less.
Put a peppermint watermelon toothpick.
Well,
come on,
also,
dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't need a cigarette. You got a fucking toothpick, dude. Because you don't want to be an asshole
on.
And smoke cigarettes.
It's my birthday.
Also, it's Jay's birthday, so, you know, as a smoking brother, happy birthday, Jay.
Wow.
Oh, Marlboro Reds?
Hell yeah. Wow. Dude. You got Jay a pack of your brand.
I pulled it from the cart and I have it in my house.
Yeah.
Ian, can you trade seats with Karen?
These are
going
to be sitting on a stool next to the tub where I slit my wrist one day.
That is the perfect pack to kill yourself in a
time.
Oh,
yeah. While fucking Knights in White Satin plays.
Wait, now tell me about the
Louis, is our next guest the kid who killed your father? Yeah!
What is this Zippix?
Zippix is a nicotine toothpick that is not a sponsor of the show at all.
Really?
Where'd you get it? Not a sponsor of this show?
They sponsor Zippix. Lewis's show, and he's bringing his sponsors onto our show.
Sponsor Lewis's training. And
how good do they taste?
Really good.
They taste really good.
No bullshit. It tastes like mint when you pull it out. Watermelon.
Beautiful.
And I want more.
That's actually what black people taste like.
You smoked a cigarette 10 seconds after trying, man.
I can confirm.
I got to tell you something. I just put it in my mouth for the first time. I like it.
It's good,
like
it, right?
I do.
Zippix.
You guys are acting like it's a new thing to suck on wood.
No, that's old. That's old as summer camp for me.
Yeah. It's called having best friends.
Karen, would you like a dabs?
Okay.
Well, you guys got to tell him or wish him a heartfelt happy birthday or talk about a moment with Jay.
Is that what they have to do?
You never let me talk to Jay when we were dating. I don't have any.
This is my friend Jay. He's not funny at all. Don't say anything to him.
You made her occupy me while you guys would do coke in Florida.
You forbade me to. You thought that him and Christine were going to kidnap me and we were going to have threesomes for the rest of our...
Was I? No.
Yes, you did.
Was I afraid of that?
Yes. Lewis? Get out. No.
I know. I regret it. It's my biggest
regret. Us trying to pull her from you for a threesome?
Yeah, dude. I know. You remember? Because I pulled that chick from you guys. I think this actually happened.
You thought
to do
I was coming for like
I thought
revenge.
Yes, dude. Yes.
That's so hot.
Yeah. I would
I'm going to masturbate to that scenario.
If you know my if you know my personality, there's no way I would try to do that.
Unless she was willing to meet you at a diner.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you want to meet at a diner and talk about, I don't know, whatever.
You guys remember when it was all like food stories, the last guy?
We got it.
No, it was good. Hold this. Don't touch that bowl. It's so hot.
Yeah, grab right a hole.
Stop.
Is this how you act? You have a girlfriend that's cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, if she doesn't cough, I'm a real puss. No, but she didn't do the other one.
Carrot, 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 carrot. Don't blow it in my face.
Damn.
A little cunt.
I'm sorry.
It's,
I got excited.
It's easy to not cough when you don't have a soul.
Uh-huh, brutal.
Damn, Feehan's a party.
Damn. Yeah.
You want to have a threesome with me and Christine now that you're not with Lewis?
Yeah, it's hotter now that I can hold my breath for longer.
Yeah, yeah, your cardio better be up because I'm not moving a ton.
I feel like I'm going to have to. I'm excited. Thanks. Happy birthday. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Do either of you guys have a great story with Jay?
Well, yeah, one of my best memories of Jay is years and years and years ago. I think this was like 2012. Stand Up New York was like the spot to be, and if you got like a check spot, that was like the biggest deal in the world.
By the way,
like,
that wasn't really the case in 2012. I was around.
No, there was
Stand Up New York. Stand Up New York was it was the seller, and then Stand Up New York.
Stand Up New York was a great club for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, and this was right around Sandy, and I remember I went up there. I was so excited about a check spot.
Sandy Hook.
It was right around Sandy Hook.
It was right around Sandy Hook.
And
he celebrates it every year.
Right around Sandy Hook. Ian had gotten away with it, pinned it on that other guy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was riding high.
I hope to God that the Stone family has turned this episode off by now.
Oh, no, it's over.
I had just got done my acting gig as a crisis actor at Sandy Hook, and I I ran
Stone, up. D. Wallace Stone, turn it off. This isn't for you.
And check spots were like a huge deal starting out as like a new comic, and I was supposed to do a check spot. The show was running late. Jay was there to close the show out, and because everything was running late, they were going to cut my check spot. And Jay stepped in and was like, no, let him do the spot. And they go, okay, we'll give him like 4 minutes. He goes, no, let him do the whole time.
By the way,
and
for
I
anyone
will,
who knows, if you, know, if you understand comedy, from the position of the guy doing the check spot as a young comic, you're like, that's so cool of you. But Jay was like, I don't want to deal with these fucking checks. Let this fucking rookie go
it's
up there.
It's literally what happened.
I promise you, all Jay was thinking.
100%.
100%.
Because Jay, it was a late show. You can do whatever he wants.
A late show. It's running late. You're like, I don't want to start my set with them dealing with checks.
People would big
and
dick
you have to start my first
time.
Joke. My
people
first
would cut people's
there was
time.
Also, the checks were done. That was the whole thing. The show was running late.
Yeah.
Were done.
The checks had been done. So they were like, you don't need to do a check spot.
Are you positive those checks were done?
Well, how can I be positive? It was fucking 10 years ago.
Because it stayed in my heart forever.
We love it.
Stayed in my heart forever.
Thank you.
There was
That's
no
so
check
nice.
Spot. Checks were done. Jay could have totally bumped me. He didn't. He said, have him do his time. Have it cut into my time. And that stuck with me always. It was incredibly kind.
You,
you're the nicest, funniest dude around.
Oh, I love
and
you,
I love
buddy.
You, buddy.
Thank
Happy
you, man.
Birthday.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Well, Karen, do you have any not dick sucky stories about Jay?
Ian's so fucking gay.
No.
Do you have any Ian's gay stories?
I'm in touch with my emotion, which takes a real man to do that.
Have they a sweet Karen memory?
Do you know my... Why, you have a memory of me?
Sweet memory.
Oh.
Just at Voss's barbecue playing badminton with you.
Oh, my God. How much fun
was
that?
It was such as like a...
First of all, me and my ex-boyfriend
were crushing
you.
For like such hard people.
I know. We were winning. Me and my ex, we were winning.
You guys were winning.
You and Lewis?
To be fair, Christine was on your team.
I know, and she's not athletic.
You don't have to be athletic to play badminton.
No, you do. She could not send it over. She couldn't serve.
You gotta cover that court.
Her serve went right on the ground. Oh, thank you, Steve. Steve Byrne, everybody. Steve Byrne.
Steve Byrne.
He could have been a guy.
All of the actual headliners aren't coming on the show.
That's fair enough.
We should, like, people
That's
are great. Staying
That's
for
fair.
Too long.
These
are
my cool. real friends.
Everybody with more than $1,000 in their checking account is popping in and leaving.
Hey, see you later, buddy.
Even Isabella just gave a thumbs up and left.
We saw half Mark Norman's hand, and Steve Byrne didn't even make camera.
Well, I wanted to steal a Zippix and then leave. Can I get another?
Yeah.
Let's get someone else in here. The line's around the fucking corner for you.
I have a good Big J story. I went on a date.
I really don't care. Okay, thank you so much.
I'm telling you.
Thank you. I love you. You're the best. See ya.
I'm telling my story.
I want to hear it.
It was a solid exit.
I went on a date to the movie Hustlers, the J-Lo movie.
Hey!
Oh, I was just walking past and I saw.
Crazy.
What a great event this is.
I was telling my heartfelt story.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Please.
Get out of here.
Don't you see.
It's a boys club.
Big J.
Boys.
These are the kind of men that D. Wallace Stone and her daughter are talking about.
That's true. We're sorry, Karen.
He was in the movie Hustlers. He was the DJ. It was fucking awesome. You had a line.
I had a bunch of lines.
Oh.
Who's give it up for Ramon. I do the speech right before J-Lo does it.
Yes.
Hey, do it right now, Jay.
The dance.
Yeah.
I think I go, give it up for Ramona.
It is believable.
Yeah.
It was great. I'm going to go like see if they need me to host Frantic, but thanks for having me. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Karen.
Karen. Thank you.
Hey, Karen. Yeah, give it up. Hate to see her leave. It's an old expression from someone's ass.
Because it retook us.
What's going on? Happy birthday, man.
Oh, thank you so much, Colin. Colin Terrell, everybody.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Oh, Chris from Brooklyn's here.
Chris Faga.
What's going on,
Chris?
How you doing?
I don't think I told you since I don't think I told you since I saw it, but you got a thick cock, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty nice, right?
You got a nice fucking big dick, bro.
Is it long?
Yeah, it was nice. It was good.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a shower for sure.
The problem was Jason Ellis came out with his giant cock.
Yeah. Really,
just
it eclipsed my cock.
Wait, what?
It didn't eclipse it.
It doesn't help that he looks like a giant cock.
It didn't eclipse it. It knocked it over a little bit.
When were you guys all looking at each other's cocks?
Naked roast.
Ah, the naked roast. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah.
It was at Skankfest, Dave.
I popped by.
Dave popped in.
I swung through.
Dave popped in for a guest spot at Skankfest.
Dude, Bob Saget was there longer.
I'll be honest. You find me a guest spot that pays that good. Yeah, I popped
through.
It
was Bob Saget was there longer, and he helicoptered in and out.
Yeah. But we
happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
I was in the neighborhood. I was selling roofies to Ralph Sutton, and I was just like, you know what? I know it's Jay's birthday, and I wonder if he's at that place he is every Monday.
That girl,
and then
was
I came
hot.
Over.
That girl was pretty hot.
Chris, I love you, and we grew up together. We came from the same place.
Yeah, but I brought my own beer from home.
We're adults. They have beer here, you know.
I know, this is cheaper.
Do they have cans of Budweiser, though?
I'm going to go fishing with the fucking six-pack ring after this.
I like it.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah, it is Big J's birthday. Do you guys have any special memories or anything to
call him for 4 months.
Say?
Yeah. No,
What's your best memory with Jay after 4 months?
To be honest, I don't think I've ever talked to him not on this podcast.
Nice.
So, if.
Remember that time he got blackout drunk?
Keep it highly professional.
A 4-inch cock?
Yeah.
It was like
episode 388. Remember that one?
Yeah, shit. Fucking Colm's great, man.
Yeah.
Colin's gonna be doing, actually, I can announce that I'm doing a new show at the Village Underground weekly, a nasty show starting next week, right after Skanks.
Hell yeah.
10:15 on Monday nights live. I think it's also gonna be streamed on that mint.com. So people at home can check out the fucking show. It's gonna be great lineups. Colin's gonna be doing it. Yeah. Lewis is doing the first one also.
Well,
so it's gonna
streamed
be
streamed on Mint?
Yeah.
And we're gonna tell me that.
Didn't I? You make more money, though.
He's exclusive to Moment House. You don't know?
I am exclusive to Moment House. I have a Moment House deal.
No, nah, dude. Yeah. Moment House brought to you by Zippix.
Hell yeah.
They'll just blur you.
Fuck yeah. Should we talk about anything on our sheets?
Well, I want to save some of these things.
All right, well, happy birthday, Jay.
Oh,
well,
hang, dude.
No, I got to go.
All right.
Thank you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Love you. Many more,
you,
man.
Brother.
Thank you, man.
Well, not many.
Oh, dude, that Reddit story.
How many could it possibly be?
Dude, that Reddit story is one of the fucking, maybe one of the fucking. Don't even read the headline. No, don't even read the headline.
I did, but it's great.
No. It's I'm really upset you read
that.
Dave, stop reading that.
It's so hard not to.
Stop reading that.
There's a sheet of paper in front of you, and someone goes, "Don't read that headline."
That's all I'm gonna do.
It's very
can
hard.
Can I tell our
not
producers
to.
Why?
I won't.
From now on, we could have a little bit of a reveal.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fucking great. Yeah, pull up that story. It's
like someone saying, "Don't take that pussy," right, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. Lewis goes to our producers.
All right, we got to read
this
story.
Is funny as shit.
I mean, Alex, can you read the story actually? Because we need a woman's voice, and I want people. I don't even want to read it. Don't even put it up on the screen. I want you to just read the story.
Aaron Berg joins the show. Hi, everybody.
Aaron Berg also on the Nasty Show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Hey.
Fuck yeah, dude. We're about to read a Reddit story that seems pretty wacky.
It's one of the best stories that I've read from Reddit ever.
It's pretty funny. And can you also be a little bitchy about it, Alex?
Yeah, Alex, be a little bit. Can you act, Alex? I bet Alex can act.
Alex, have you read this story already? Okay, so just pretend you've lived it and you're telling it.
Pretend Harrington hasn't cleaned out the drain in the shower, which we know he's never once done, and
oh
you're still
God.
Angry.
Oh my God.
Whatever camera we're on right now is very out of focus.
Oh, my God. How much you've had to touch Harrington's back hair in a shower is gross.
Boy, I look great.
Look at Alex's butt in those jeans. Hell yeah, guys.
And those
pant
jeans.
Technology has really advanced itself.
I know. Alex has a flat butt. How is that possible?
Yeah.
That's
not true. Nanotechnology,
can't
really.
Say that. Like, that's not true. Fine,
hey,
Alex.
You got a big fat
thank
ass.
You for being here. Sorry, Lewis is being judgmental.
You're happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you. Your ass looks great.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Thank you, buddy.
How old are you?
44.
Why chocolate and banana cake?
It's the best cake in the city, dude.
It's the only thing that reminds him of black dicks.
It's true.
So that's your favorite cake?
It's. I think it's the best cake in the city.
What about, like, did you ever like ice cream cake?
There's got to be more cake than ice cream, and it's not usually like that. It's mostly ice cream, little bit of cake.
Yeah.
So your problem with the ice cream cake is the ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fudgy the Whale, no.
No. Carvel could shove it up right up its ass.
You hate Carvel.
I don't hate what the cake part is.
Let me ask you this.
It should be more of the cake part.
Treats a pizza, Dairy Queen.
Never had that.
It's a pizza with ice cream on top of it. Less ice cream, more not cake necessarily, but tasty fake sweet pizza dough.
Are you trying to make Jay come right now?
Yeah.
What's going on? Stop porn talking my friend Jay.
Do they drip hot caramel on it?
They could.
Alex.
Do they put rainbow sprinkles?
Read this story. It's a girl. What's the title of the story?
Title is I, 19, female, think I need help.
Great story. Great for you. Read that and you're like, oh my God, let me jerk off to this.
My boss continues to tell me my ass is flat at work. I feel horrible about this.
I don't think there's ever been a 19-year-old girl who posted on Reddit, I need help, and didn't need help. Like, you definitely need
different help.
All right.
Dave hasn't read the story. Have you read the whole story, Jay?
No. I just saw that thing.
Oh, wow. You are the story.
But I get what's happening.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
My boyfriend, 30 male, and I have been dating for about a year. Okay. He used to be really heavy into drugs, but he quit a few years before he met me.
Yeah, he's 19.
That's cool.
Well, he's 30.
Oh, he's 30.
He's 30.
All right. That's not quite so good.
Those are years to shake it out of your system, dude.
About 3 months ago, he asked me if I'd be interested in a threesome with one of his guy friends.
Well, he's not doing drugs anymore. He's got to have something.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure, but I figured, whatever, let's give it a go.
Oh, yeah. By the way, down-ass chick.
19.
Yeah.
19 years old. Fuck yeah.
It was a great experience, and we both had a great time. Since then, we've had a threesome with a different friend, though sometimes repeats of last friends, every week, maybe twice a week at most.
Oh, jeez.
So this guy's bringing all of his friends to fuck his girlfriend, and she's, you know.
He still owes them all money for drugs. That's really.
That will be good for
before
half
your
debt.
Before the guys leave, we shake hands, and they put a dime bag in mine and say, thanks for doing business.
No, Ramon, I told you, I'm out of the game. What can I offer you?
After about a month and a half, he'd just say he wasn't feeling into it and simply watch me have sex with whichever friend was there. A few times he would even leave me there for the night.
Hot.
He was cool with it, and so was I. Last weekend
By the way, that line bothers me for some reason. I'm into the story until she said she's into it. I'm like, fuck you, you whore.
Well,
you slut.
Why would you cheat on your boyfriend, you dumb bitch?
All I feel like, this accusation better be crazy harsh. Yeah. So far, she's like, I love it.
Yeah. Listen.
Last weekend, we went to a bar and met this new guy he claimed to have known for a couple of years. We went back to his friend's hotel room, had a threesome, and then he said he was heading out. Me and this guy had sex a few more times, and afterward, we just laid there and talked. He was really cool to talk to. He knew a lot about engineering, which is my major.
You guys got in? Wait, hold on. The conversation went to engineering after that?
Dude, he was shooting such big ropes, he was making injection molds.
Damn. Also,
goes, oh, that's a load-bearing rope right this there.
This was the first Indian guy I had ever fucked.
Hopefully he was fucking knowledge into me.
Anyway, this talk about college led him to asking me, is that why you do this? So that you could pay for college?
Yes, saw it coming.
What? Apparently I'm a prostitute? I've never been so fucking disgusted in my life.
Wow. Wait. Back up, Alex. I've never been so what?
No, so fucking disgusted in my life.
My own boyfriend has been selling me.
Yeah, we knew that.
They weren't even his friends. They were just customers from Craigslist.
How dumb are you, slut? Yo.
What
do you think? Hold on. Did those guys get a discount because they had to fuck her first with him?
No.
This guy's a few things.
I thought you were saying, did they get a discount because she's so stupid?
Yeah. This guy's a couple of things.
First and foremost,
he's a genius.
Do I gotta pay full price? She's fucking retarded. Yeah.
No, he's a genius and she's dumb as shit. However, her argument here off of her reaction to the whole thing should be like, where's my fucking cut of this money?
Yeah, literally, she doesn't even have a criminal case. She's got like a tort, maybe, at best.
A civil suit,
yeah,
for
she
sure.
She should maybe take this guy to fucking like some small claims court and be like... The weird thing is that she's like,
you agreed to some wacky shit.
It was fine. Everything's great. And then she goes, I found out he was making money. I've never been so disgusted.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's not wrong. It is kind of wrong to not tell her what the deal is. But it's weird to go from like,
so I was being a sexually liberated pig slut, right? And then I found out there was money involved. And now I feel ashamed because I'm a communist.
To be fair, and I don't mean to be a fucking pussy about this.
No.
If he knows the guys, that's a completely different level of trust and safety.
I get what you're saying.
No, there's
a
small window of like.
She's right and what he did is fucked up. But
very fucked
to
up.
Be like, I thought he was just passing me around to all of his friends.
Yeah. Which
turns
was
out
hot.
The point is strangers.
The point is,
is such a weird
line. The point is more like
this is where it's a problem.
Yeah, you were fucking strangers basically either way.
Yeah.
So the reality is like, it just seems like something like if where she's
I
at.
I thought we were a couple of Christians.
By the way, there's some.
I thought he went to engineering school with Raul.
There's some people who would be fucking mortified, but I'm saying like, I feel like the mindset she was already in. This would be something she could shake off pretty quick and then be like, hey, fuckface, give me 100% of that money.
You don't get... You know what I mean? No, when you're 0% a hunker, of you don't
money
get out any money.
Jay,
that's the whole thing.
By the way, there are
Jay,
women,
the
there
joke's
are
on you. He never quit drugs.
Oh!
That money's gone.
Shit.
Yeah, they don't hookers.
I forgot.
Oh, you want 100% of that money?
I forgot he was on drugs.
Well, you have to go up my nose and get the fucking
more. This sounds like something you gotta take to court. The people's court.
And it turns out he wasn't a real engineer. He just drove the subway.
What do I do? Can I call the police? How do I prove this when I don't know any of the guys' names? I agreed to the sex, so they didn't rape me, I don't think.
What?
Please, someone help me. I feel so fucking gross and alone right now.
I'll help you. Come on over.
I'm Louis J. Gomez, lawyer for your hooker rights. You may have seen my poster over Leonia, New Jersey.
I don't get paid until I make money for you.
Look, you dumb cunt. If I wasn't good, would I be driving an Audi A6?
Has someone been selling you for sex and not giving you your rightfully earned 20%?
For $100 an hour and an hourly beach.
Has your older boyfriend been tricking you, pretending you're having three ways, and then pocketing all the 60 bucks he charged for your meaty pussy?
Dude, how bad do you want to see what she looks like to see what this guy was charging? If he's just trying to get drug money, dude, like how many guys? She's probably more upset to find out she's fucked for $25.
No, dude, she's a 19-year-old in engineering school. She is fucking toit.
Yeah. Have you spent an entire night fucking an Indian man for pretzels?
She was like, he would drop me off and leave me there. And that was chill. Yeah. But now she's like, I fucked him to not get raped is a
well,
weird
he
thing
wasn't,
to say.
If she's saying her and the guy he left her with were talking about engineering all night, it's not like he's fucking selling her to like fucking street criminals. It sounds like he's like some
it's
dude
not
who's
that
like,
bad.
No,
right.
Yeah. No, you know what?
It's not actually, that actually, bad.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. No, the flip
None
side.
None of the women are chanting that.
No, of course
I'm not.
Because here's
saying
what,
it's okay.
I think I found her mindset, which actually makes more sense.
Yeah.
What she's saying is, if in the middle of these things she was like, I don't want to anymore, these guys may be like, kind of, bitch, I paid.
Yeah.
So she was in danger because they were strangers.
Strangers. Not even just physically danger. Like, she couldn't stop, like, he doesn't know them.
Yeah,
like,
it's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous.
The guy is fucked up.
Yeah,
and it's a crazy thing
to do.
No,
she's a whore, but that guy is a criminal.
But she's a whore, maybe in the most.
Psychopath.
She's a whore in the most awesome of ways.
Like, whatever. She's a whore. That's aside.
But
that has nothing to do
this
with the fact that he's, like, criminally assaulting her with, like.
It sounds like, from the story, who knows, but it sounds like.
It's a hot story.
She wouldn't have any, like, case against the guys, because it sounds. At least the last guy she confirms was, like, oh, just assume, like, well, obviously you know what you're doing.
Honey,
like, well,
start an OnlyFans. You got
this
one customer right here.
Your Honor, I have a question. What about living off the avails of prostitution? Is that a felony?
Alex, how would you feel if this was your story? Like, what? Give me the female perspective on this.
I mean, I would definitely feel entitled to the money, first of all, and I'd be really upset, obviously.
You would be, it would be very upsetting.
Yeah, and I think that what you said makes a lot of sense. The upsetting part being that he presented these guys as being his friends,
yeah,
and they were just random dudes off the internet, and he's getting paid. It's all fucking
crusty. Okay, but it seems like it was dozens of dudes, right?
Yeah.
At no point did she go, hey, wait a minute. Not once. She's
I will tell you that. Guys, this is, in my experience, one of the things women should understand about men. Guys have a very tough time feeling bad for a chick who's being a raging whore.
Yeah.
It's just, it's something men have trouble with, that if a girl's being a raging whore and then something bad happens to her, most guys' instinctual reaction is, that's why you don't be a raging whore.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you for all those earlier
times. I'm not saying
I hate
that's
to be such
okay.
a faggot on this episode, but it's like, I don't know, she has the right to fuck a bunch of dudes if she wants. She doesn't have the right to be sold to strangers off the internet.
Lewis, I don't. This is your move. What, who are you trying?
I would.
Who are you trying to convince here?
I could be anybody in this story. Yeah. I could be the guy buying.
The
girl. I could be the guy selling. I could even be that girl, depending on where I'm at.
He
in my
told
life.
Me he gave up drugs, but I found him dabbing all the time.
Salty Black Flower Lewis definitely could have been that girl.
Lewis, I'm just saying, no one is seriously defending that what this guy did outrageously wrong. Of course you can't just sell a chick without telling her that that's what you're doing.
But it is truly one of the greatest scams I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yes. Yeah.
The guy pulled a fucking move for a while. Yeah. This girl, for being an engineer, was dim.
Did you imagine he's letting the guys fuck him, too, just to sell the bit?
But,
well, he's
come
obviously,
on, crank one into me.
Dude, he's a fucking, dude, he's a sexual deviant. Dude, he's getting off on it. He's fucking her.
No. I don't even think it's that. This dude was a drug addict for a long time. He's making money. Yeah. He's like he's a 30-year-old fucking a 19-year-old running a straight scam on her to make fucking money. Right. And whatever, I bet it wasn't that much money, but it meant he was like, I got a great thing going here.
It's a good deal.
But if he's got like five girlfriends that he does that with, dude. That's fucking.
This guy's got a fucking empire. Now you got an empire.
There's the businessman in Lewis.
He's making $400 a week. You're killing it.
If you promoted this on Lewis Tank, he'd buy in because he goes, I think this is franchisable. And
let me ask you this: have you approached other cities with this idea?
No. Let me ask you something: how much kratom could you hide in that snatch of yours?
Is there any more people out there?
Yeah, I gotta go.
There are. We don't mean to say
coming.
Guys. We
I think
Jay doesn't want to be here anymore. Jay's not happy.
Hey,
at his
happy
own birthday,
birthday
party.
Jay! Everybody loves
Thank
you.
Thank you, Aaron Berg. Everybody. Aaron Berg, by the way, Aaron, brand new show on the network, the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, yeah, brand new show, Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah.
Very excited about it. It's called Berg's Base.
Hell
it's going to be hilarious. We got a whole bunch of very funny shit that's never been done before.
Fuck
Tune in, watch it, subscribe to Gas if you don't already. Use the code Berg, and I get a dollar. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
On the network, nice.
Only giving Berg a dollar, huh?
No, it's way more than a dollar.
$1.
There's one more person?
Didn't you just say there's a ton more people?
No.
It's one person. It's Bobby Kelly. It's a ton.
Is it Bobby?
I don't know. Is it Bobby? No. Bobby didn't come? Bobby said he was going to come.
Yeah. Wow. He thought it was for the 600th.
Let's do our plugs real quick, and then we'll let the last person say goodbye.
Your birthday boy go first?
Yeah, please.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. New Year's Eve weekend, Providence Comedy Connection. I'm there all weekend. Justin Silver going to be there with me, too. It's going to be a really fun one. Come celebrate New Year's Eve with me out there. And then the first quarter of the year is already booked up completely with a bunch of places I've never been before, too. A bunch of them. Milwaukee, one of them. So check Nashville. I'm coming to again in January. Please, let's fill that up. And goddamn, I love that club. And check out SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. And, of course, The Bonfire, Monday through Friday. 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, the ball.
Shane.
Hey.
What's up,
hey.
Buddy?
What up, doggy?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How are you?
What's up, dude?
How are you, sir?
We're doing plugs. Keep them plugs.
Yeah.
Lewis,
Dave,
is gonna do
Dave,
plugs.
You go next. I gotta.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm here. Glad I dropped in just in time for plugs. Dave will be speaking at the Unite the Right rally.
Hey, we'll get that thing back to where it's supposed to be. I'm going to be in Boston on the 13th and 14th of January doing a live Part of the Problem and a couple of stand-up shows with Robbie the Fire Bernstein. And then I will be speaking at the Minnesota Libertarian State Party Convention. But it's not like a Unite the Right thing. But if you were at the Unite the Right, come by and listen to what we got to say. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good points that we'll probably be making. There's probably some overlap. We don't agree on everything. We don't say everything out loud.
It's but, you know, you have a speaking engagement?
Yeah, I do speaking engagements. Engagements, Jay. By the
it's
way,
wild. They pay way better
to speak.
And then I'm doing a bunch of stuff that I'm setting up right now in the next like in February through May. I'm doing Connecticut, Texas gig, a few other ones. I'm just putting together the calendar. But I'm back on the road now.
Fuck yeah. Davey Smith back on the road, coming to a city near you.
Check out my other podcast, Real Ass Podcast. It's the best, and I'll be on the road December 17th and 18th next weekend.
God damn, I just saw how bad I looked.
The Dark Comedy Festival in Toronto, myself and Zach Amico going up and representing the Real Ass Podcast. January 13th and 14th and 15th, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky, Hartford, Connecticut coming up. Chicago, Providence, and more. Use the promo code LOS to get cast digital.
Why, listen to Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. It's the only real podcast left.
Don't you say that. It's mine.
It's the only real podcast
left. Mine's
the
only real podcast left. You know that.
Oh, let me say this too. This came out today. In addition to, of course, podcastmerch.com, where you can get all of your Legion of Skanks and Gas Digital merchandise. Bonfire just launched Bonfire merch today. Finally, we have Bonfire merchandise available. So please go check that out. We got a bunch of shit coming out.
Damn,
so.
You guys are banged up, huh?
I Lewis just came Smith in here.
You guys got
it.
Eyes closed, face against the mic.
Yeah.
I miss a party.
Do you want a dab?
Do I want a dab? No.
Take
no.
a dab, Shane.
No.
Take a dab, dude.
No, I have to perform my art.
Who cares, dude?
No, I care about my
You're
art.
You're a pussy.
No, I'm big into art.
By the way, you do not want to be on today's show.
Yeah, he is an artist.
What?
You don't want to be on today's show.
I don't want to be on today's show?
No.
Why? What happened?
In the process of being canceled.
Why? Who canceled you?
These white ladies.
The mother from E.T.?
The mother from E.T.
Really?
I shit you not, dude.
Whoever cancels people, Shane? White chicks.
Yeah.
These white ladies are trying to actually cancel. Literally, she was like, we
the
need
lady
to
from Cujo.
Cancel them.
She was in Cujo?
She had their blue check marks.
The
what are they mad at? Well. I guess kind of.
It's a long story. I guess it's your classic told the
Jay,
world her dad
you,
committed suicide thing. You know?
Can I what?
30 seconds or less, can you fill them in?
I absolutely can.
Go.
There was
Wait, give me a timer.
Okay.
I'll do a timer. 30 seconds or less, you have to, every single detail you have to get in somehow.
No. Just, but.
Or all
the
bullet
big
points.
Ones.
The big details, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? Clock. Clock is ticking. Stopwatch and go.
There was a girl on TikTok who put up this thing about her husband leaving her, and she wrote a book about it, so fuck him. And we made fun of that on the show. We brought up the fucking book, and we played a snippet of the book. The book said that she found her father did it when she was younger. Nothing to do with this breakup that she said. We apologized profusely because she did a thing in a ponytail by her pool and drinking white wine, and she was bitchy, so we were like, we're very sorry that you saw your father commit suicide. His father didn't commit suicide. Now her mom, the mother from E.T., is mad at us along with that girl. They're doubly mad because...
You're not. That was pretty good, though. That was pretty good.
They're doubly mad.
Right around 24 seconds, Jay was debating going into a...
So wait, dude, they're mad?
And by the way, if I did not give Jay a 30-second timer, he would have taken a full hour to tell that story.
Oh, I'd be like, now. It was the late fall. Late fall?
Excuse me.
Late,
it was
late
the
fall,
late fall,
early winter.
Did I ever tell you about how to order takeout from Arby's?
Because let me tell you something, you're not going to be short on sauces.
Shane, would you like a Zippix nicotine toothpick?
No, I have nicotine in my mouth
right
now. No,
but these are toothpicks that have nicotine in them.
Louis, you owe us money.
No, I don't.
Stop plugging things that aren't our sponsors.
Louis, stop pushing these fucking delicious, perfect nicotine toothpicks.
They're fucking incredible, are they not, dude?
Yes.
I wish they were a
little less... you quit smoking and get that gunk out of your teeth.
I wish they were a little less strong. They hit me like a cigarette.
No, dude, they're nice.
Is that good for people that smoke cigarettes?
Oh, dude, the colors.
Probably, right? Do you smoke cigarettes?
Oh, man,
come take one, guy.
Guy?
Yeah. Here, guy. Here, the other guy, too, behind you.
Hey, other guy.
Here we go. The black guy, we don't have Newport-flavored ones. We don't.
We have Shane here. Should we do one more
story?
Oh, yeah. Shane, do you have a great story about Jay to honor him on his birthday?
No.
I meant a story from our things.
All right. I really don't think I have one.
Yeah.
Jay helped me out a lot in my career, and
I'm very grateful. But anything like humiliating for him?
No.
You dosed him that time.
That wasn't me.
You did. You did get off in court.
I was an accomplice.
The state never charged Shane.
No. I can't believe Ari still hasn't spun the fucking wheel.
That's crazy. Ari's a piece of shit. Ari's also not the president anymore. You're not the president either, right?
Oh, I'm the president?
No, I thought Ari gave up the president. You were drunk.
No, I'll do it. I'll be president.
You'll be president? Damn.
Yeah.
Show. Can I say what I want to do, Mr. President? Can I say something, please? Because Ari said no, and I think this was fun, and it's been a while, and we do two episodes a week. We kind of need content. So why
can we bring back Battle of the Bands?
Baddest Battle of the Bands. Come on, Shane. Dude, people will be so happy, dude. We give away a big cash prize.
All right, I'll consider it.
But some people will be mortified.
Furious. Some people will be furious. Some fans.
Well, that's good news,
right?
I think you'll like it.
I think they should petition Shane. You should see from the petitioning who comes at you with more positive.
Put a Twitter poll and say, do you want us to bring back Badass Battle of the Bands? Our president awaits your answer. And Shane Gillis, president Shane Gillis.
Yes.
Ari Shaffir is. He's missing again. He's in violation of multiple international peace treaties.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on the run a few blocks from here.
So
he can't go to Europe. They'll make him spin the wheel.
Yeah. Jay, we'll save these stories for we're sort of Shane tell a fucking nice moment. It's just a moment to fucking say happy birthday to your friend, dude.
I'd said happy birthday.
But no, you like making a thing. Everyone came in with a story or a thing.
He said I helped him a bunch, and he appreciates that.
Yeah, he helped me out. Him and Soder really helped me have a career at all. And I'll always be grateful for that.
I helped you more than both those guys put together.
I swear to God, you've been a massive detriment.
I hurt you.
Being around you is bad.
You don't like being on camera, like this shot of just us.
I like you. I like you. It doesn't mean you're good for business. You're a fucking net negative constantly.
No.
It's funny. That's your response.
I out alpha you. In,
no.
Are you mad because I fucking out alpha you in the pool? Is that what's going on here?
I out alpha'd you.
No,
hard.
Dude. I out alpha'd
you. In strictly non gay karate, I dominated.
No, if
as
it was
soon as he started doing his gay karate,
if it was a game of simply pushing the other
man. You've been out alpha'd. Now,
Shane.
Now, what happened was, let me tell you what happened in the pool. This guy, he can hardly swim, you know. He really cannot swim. So as soon as he started attacking me, dude, I took him to deep waters. I said, dude, come swim with the beluga. The big beluga in the deep waters, dude. You couldn't handle it. But for real, when it was just a test of pure run blocking, I sent him to the deep end, dude.
Yeah?
It was crazy.
Put him backwards.
But then as soon as he decided to kill me, he could have. Instantly. Yeah, so I'll give him that. He's been practicing judo with kids. He's breaking boards with little kids.
Hello?
In a strip
I'm back.
Mall.
I'm back. Okay.
Anyway,
first
Shane
of all,
fucked your shit up. No, Shane, thanks for being here, everybody. No,
yeah, exactly.
This has been an amazing birthday. An amazing birthday show. Thank you all. I love you, Shane. We'll catch you guys later this week on another episode of Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry.
ride for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.